Imagine walking into a room and immediately sensing someone's anger before they've said a word. This remarkable ability isn't magic, it's the universal language of emotions that transcends cultural and linguistic barriers. Through decades of groundbreaking research spanning continents and cultures, Paul Ekman discovered something extraordinary. Whether you're in New York or New Guinea, the basic facial expressions for anger, fear, disgust, surprise, sadness, and happiness remain strikingly similar. This universality suggests our emotional expressions are wired into our biology rather than learned through culture, a theory first proposed by Charles Darwin. In one of Ekman's most famous studies, he traveled to remote parts of Papua New Guinea to work with people who had never seen television or magazines. When shown photographs of various emotional expressions, these individuals identified the same emotions that Americans would, confirming the cross-cultural consistency of emotional displays. However, culture does play a crucial role in how we regulate these expressions. Ekman coined the term display rules to describe culturally determined norms about when and how emotions should be shown publicly. The evolutionary purpose of these universal expressions becomes clear when we consider their function. They signal our internal states to others without requiring language. A fearful expression warns of danger. A disgusted face cautions against contamination. A smile invites connection. This signaling system evolved because it enhanced our ancestors' survival and social cohesion. Have you ever found yourself furious before you even realized what happened? This isn't a glitch, it's a feature designed to protect you. Emotions begin remarkably quickly, often before conscious awareness. Ekman explains that emotions typically start through automatic appraisal, an unconscious evaluation mechanism that scans our environment for threats or opportunities, sometimes triggering responses in as little as 1/20th of a second. Our emotional triggers include both universal themes affecting virtually everyone and personal triggers unique to our individual experiences. When in the grip of an emotion, we enter what Ekman calls a refractory state, a period during which we selectively process information that confirms our feelings while ignoring contradictory evidence. Beyond automatic appraisal, emotions can also be triggered through conscious reflection, memories, imagination, empathy, or discussions about emotional experiences. Unlike private thoughts, emotions broadcast our feelings through distinctive facial expressions, vocal tones, and physical manifestations. We rarely succeed in completely suppressing these signals. Faces remain constantly visible unless hidden, while voices operate intermittently and can be silenced. This explains why people choose phone calls or emails for difficult conversations. They conceal revealing facial expressions. However, once speaking begins, emotional signs become difficult to hide vocally. Emotions create universal action impulses. Anger draws us toward triggers, fear initiates freezing or fleeing, and disgust makes us turn away. These physical tendencies reveal our emotional states despite attempts at concealment. Internally, emotions trigger specific physiological patterns. Both anger and fear accelerate heart rate, but anger directs blood to hands for striking, while fear sends blood to legs for flight. When emotions take hold, a comprehensive cascade occurs. Facial and vocal signals activate, preset actions initiate, the autonomic nervous system engages, and relevant memories surface, explaining why emotions feel so powerful and all-encompassing. Sadness emerges from various losses: rejection, failure, health decline, or losing valued possessions. Ekman differentiates between agony, active protest, and sadness, resignation, similar to immediate crying versus quiet tears days after bad news. Sadness typically occurs in waves rather than continuously and persists longer than other emotions. Its most distinctive facial sign is the upward angle of inner eyebrow corners, a movement few can voluntarily fake. Intense sadness shows horizontal lip stretching, raised lower lip, and sometimes a wide-open mouth. Anger, our most dangerous emotion, drives harmful intentions toward others. It's triggered by interference with our goals and perceived injustice. The anger expression features lowered, drawn-together brows and glaring eyes. Lips appear either tightly pressed or open in a square shape. An early warning sign is the thinning of lips as the red margin narrows, often preceding conscious anger awareness. Despite its dangers, anger serves vital functions, motivating us to confront injustice, signaling displeasure, and providing energy to handle threats. Research connects hostility, an anger-centered personality trait, with heart problems, suggesting emotional management impacts physical health. Fear arises from physical or psychological threats. While some triggers seem universal, objects hurling toward us, sudden falls, pain threats, individual differences exist. Fear manifests differently with immediate threats, focusing on coping actions, versus impending ones, producing worry and vigilance. Surprise, the briefest emotion, lasts only seconds before transforming based on what surprised us. It requires sudden, unexpected events and is expressed through raised eyebrows, widened eyes, and a dropped jaw. Disgust involves rejecting something offensive through any sense. Originally centered on food and bodily products, it extends to people's actions, appearances, and ideas. While serving social functions, disgust becomes dangerous when it dehumanizes others. Contempt differs from disgust by targeting exclusively people or their actions, making us feel morally superior. Gottman's research revealed contempt's destructive power in relationships. Husbands' contempt predicted wives feeling flooded, seeing problems as unsolvable, and becoming physically ill. Its signature expression is an asymmetrical, slightly raised lip corner on one side of the face. Research has traditionally emphasized negative emotions, yet more than a dozen distinct, enjoyable emotions exist. Happiness is too general, similar to calling someone upset without specifying whether they're sad, angry, or afraid. Ekman identifies several distinct types: sensory pleasures, across all five senses, amusement, contentment, excitement, response to novelty or challenge, and wonder, being overwhelmed by something incomprehensible yet not frightening. He also recognizes culturally specific emotions like fiero, Italian emotion felt when meeting difficult challenges, and notches, Yiddish emotion parents feel when children accomplish something important. While all enjoyable emotions involve smiling, the Duchenne smile distinguishes genuine enjoyment. This true smile engages both the zygomatic major muscle, pulling lip corners up, and the orbicularis oculi muscle around the eyes. Since most people cannot voluntarily contract the outer orbicularis oculi, it serves as a reliable indicator of genuine enjoyment. We all experience the same emotions, but in uniquely individual ways. People's emotional profiles vary in speed, intensity, duration, recovery time, frequency, controllability, and expressiveness. And these differences aren't consistent across all emotions. To manage emotions effectively, Ekman recommends attentively considering our emotional feelings, a heightened awareness that allows us to observe ourselves during emotional episodes, ideally within seconds of onset. This mindful stance enables reevaluation while still experiencing the emotion. Emotions aren't problematic, but essential signals for navigating life. Problems occur when emotions lead to regrettable actions or create unhelpful patterns. Developing greater emotional awareness helps us harness their wisdom while avoiding pitfalls. This skill enhances all relationships. When we accurately read others' emotional signals and manage our responses, we become more effective communicators, more empathetic partners, and more insightful leaders. Emotional literacy is fundamental to human connection, providing access to a universal language across all cultural and linguistic divides.